Hello?
Hey, the Ray J?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
That's what I like to hear. I like that your day's off to a good start. I hope I'm not a bearer of bad news during this call. I've kind of been dreading this call. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, it's all good.
But I did receive your request for cancellation, and they sent it back to me because I'm the one who originally signed you up. I tried to like process a refund, and then they immediately like declined the refund request. And then I went in there and I was going, okay, what's going on? You know, why are they not letting me just send this guy his money back? But they're saying, like we're in the third day, and in your agreement, it's not a contract. So you're not like binded to multiple months, but in your agreement on the first month, it says because of all the discounts that I applied, you know, after 3 days or the signing of that agreement, either or, it makes that first month's payment non-refundable. And then they start submitting everything to Google. So it's basically like they're saying, hey, we've already started working on it. You gave him these discounts. And then, you know, he agreed when he signed the subscription terms that he was with us for at least a month. So they're not letting us do that. But my bigger concern was the so-called Home Advisor by Angie's List thing and the cancellation fee. And I know when you signed up with me, it was like, hey, I'm going to go with this Google advertising and, you know, this will replace Home Advisor by Angie's. I'll be able to take that off the books. And that's still a thing, right? Yeah. Obviously, we got to complete your client interview and everything in order for you to get on the first page. So we're going to have to reschedule that. But for Home Advisor by Angie's, they tell you that. It's not necessarily the truth. I can't tell you how many clients I've helped them get out of that system when they have that problem. And so that's why I sent you that article. I texted over to you. Did you get that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I shot you a text like 15 minutes ago. I was just letting you know I was going to give you a call back and then I received your... Oh, yeah, you texted me back. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
So there's a link in there, though, if you click on that. This is from the Federal Trade Commission, and they protect America's consumers from that situation, basically, with Home Advisor telling you, you know, you're locked into a contract and we can't get your money back, and if you cancel, you owe us money. They've been doing this for years. You know, it says right on it, since 2014, they've misrepresented the quality of the leads, the source of the leads, the likelihood that they would actually turn into jobs. And because this has happened, there's a form there where you can report them. And then if you call them back and say, hey, like I said, I want to cancel. I've already said that I want to cancel. You guys are threatening me with this 30% cancellation. I've reported you to the FTC. You could also tell them I told my bank to stop any charges coming from you guys. Like, I don't think it's a benefit to my company. You can cancel. But if you don't do that and have that right verbiage and that point of attack, they kind of try to bully you and make you feel like you're stuck, and then they're going to process your card and all this other stuff. And it's just not the truth. I mean, if you want to leave them, you could leave them. And that's usually what happens is guys get to a point where they go, hey, I'm spending a bunch of money on this. It's not working out. I want to leave. And then they try to tell them, hey, no, you're stuck. And that's just not the reality. You know, otherwise they would be bankrupting businesses. And that's what they were doing a lot. These guys would have this limited marketing budget to work with, and they'd roll the dice hoping that, you know, those leads would work out, and they wouldn't. And so they have to get rid of them regardless of what they say. You know, they can't force you to stick with them or pay those cancellation fees if it's not beneficial to your business. So I just wanted to shed light on that because I feel like maybe you contacted them and then it was just like, hey, I want to cancel. They threw this back at you and you were like, crap, you know, I'm stuck. And then that's what led to you wanting to back out on the Google listing. So I want to reassure you that, you know, you made a right decision. We got you a heck of a deal. It's going to save you a ton of money on your marketing budget while also getting you more exposure and getting more leads. But we do got to cross that bridge of maybe getting a little nasty with those guys in order to actually get out of that service, you know, not let them bully you to get away from it. So, I wanted to kind of extend that to you, but also extend my support and not letting them bully you and helping you get out of that if that's really what's stopping you from wanting to proceed with the first page placement on Google.
Yeah, so obviously, yeah, that I was kind of thinking that I was stuck with them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, after I talked to them or whatever, I got my page and everything set up, and now I have, over the past day, I have actually had a couple leads that actually went through.
Nice.
So now I'm actually, yeah,
making
now
money.
I'm actually thinking of, yeah, making mm-hmm. money, and I'm actually thinking about staying with them. But, I mean, for right now, it's just that I am dishing out a lot of money to them, and then
right.
I feel like I'm already doing it, and I kind of already committed more than fully, or like almost fully to them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel like I just don't want to do too much of the same thing, I guess you could say.
Not the same at all. So just to be really clear on what we do and what they do, right? Our company is a Google partner. So what we're doing are your Google listings. Like for people to look up Gaspard Grass and Gardens, if you look up your business name online, your actual Google profile is what we create and verify for you. And then we make it visible to people who are just Googling a service that you provide, right? If they look up one of the services you offer, and they can contact you directly from there. What Home Advisor by Angie's List does is they put you on Home Advisor by Angie's List, then they put themselves on the first page of Google for the New Orleans area. So they do this to get the leads they sell, but then they're selling you the leads one by one. We would be listing you independently on the first page of Google with your own Google business profile, your own reviews, and people can call you directly from there. So it's very different services, even though Google is the way of they're getting the leads and you'd be getting the leads through us. The customers would be contacting you directly without the lead fees or the leads potentially going to other guys with our service. So the long-term benefit of being Google verified, having people be able to find you, we're building listings that your company is going to be able to keep long-term, even if you were to leave first page placement later. Home Advisor by Angie's, if you cancel those guys, all the reviews, everything you build up on that gets held hostage or disappears. You know, it's basically like you keep paying us or else it's coming down, right? And that's kind of what you experience there. So it is two completely different things. This is your actual Google business profile that we're verifying and hosting and then obviously putting that in position to be seen by your prospects. It's not a placement on our website and we're selling you leads one by one. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had guys who use that service and they use this and they run them side by side just to see what's best for their company. It's like the long-term solution. Like I said, if we're only locked in for a month, I highly recommend doing that. And if you still feel like at the end of the month or moving forward that this isn't something you want to continue to do, I mean, you could discontinue it, but I'm sure you'll like what you see. You know, it's a lot easier to have people call you as a live call than you try to call them and convince them you're better than the other guys calling them, you know, and then have to pay a lead fee for it, whether you get it or not.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, since I can't get a refund, I guess already for the first month, you know, I'll try it out. But, yeah, I guess I'll ultimately come to the decision in the end of the month.
Yeah, that's always the agreement that we're on. But I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. If you give this a couple months, there's no way that you go back to Home Advisor by Angie's and say, hey, this is better, you know, especially when you look at what you're spending and what you're making. Like $199 in leads is only going to last you like a week or two on there because of the lead fees, you know. With this, you know, you're up there. If you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. It's not based on per lead. So it's just a lot better system. Far more people are calling right off the first page of Google than are actually going down Home Advisor by Angie's. And those guys are usually brush up. So in order for us to complete our end of the deal, though, and get you listed, we do need you to finish your client interview. That's what they had been calling you about the last couple days. I know Honey and Spencer and a few other people have, like, reached out to you, Alberto. but they weren't able to get a hold of you. So what do you think is the best time where we can knock out the client interview?
Let me see.
They're grilling me on the back end here, and they're going, that's why we tell you not to give people give people these deals and da-da-da. Yeah. They're, like, nervous. Yeah. They're basically saying, we're going to do all the work for this guy, and then he's going to leave us anyway. They're like, no.
No, I ain't trying to do that to y'all. I'm just trying to really figure out, like, exactly who I want to go with, you know?
Yeah.
You got a bunch of people calling me at the same time, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, don't do anything more at this point, because if you duplicate the listings, then that causes a real headache. But
yeah,
that's normal for businesses. When you first start, you know, you kind of roll the dice on a couple things and figure out what works best for your company specifically as your long-term solution, and then you pour into that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So will I need to be by computer or anything for the
No. So the client interview is really about just knowing, like, what keywords you want to be listed for, or services you want to be listed for, the area that you want to target. And then we're building a website for you, too. I included the website with the service.
Okay.
So we want an idea on how you want that to look, and maybe if you could send in, like, a logo or some pictures of stuff you've done in the past to help us build that. But you don't need to be in front of a computer. It's all over the phone. They have set questions that they ask you to help us set it all up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually really busy today.
Okay.
But we can do tomorrow morning. We'll do the same time like y'all were saying, 10,
yep.
10 o'clock.
Okay.
11.
All right. So I'm gonna resend the invite to you right now to your email.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll headline it, reschedule, so they know all the notes and everything's in there. I already basically did all the work on it. It's just they have to confirm it before it gets published.
All right.
I was working on it a lot when we were talking, so they have all the info in there, keywords and everything.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it should be pretty easy. It's just we have to collaborate from you, and you have final say on everything. So.
All right. Like the sound of that. Appreciate it, my man.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to working with you. Honestly, that call went a lot better. I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
I'm like, that's the one thing I don't want to deal with on a day-to-day basis is like, oh, man, you know, somebody backing out and telling them, you know, I want you guys to all be happy when I talk to you and I have those kind of conversations. But I'm looking forward to working with you and continuing and obviously, you know, showing you some good results here so we could keep working together long-term. But if you do have any other questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to reach out. I know when I spoke with you, I sent you my direct number and extension. We do have 24/7 customer service as well, but, you know, if you need anything, just reach out. I'd be happy to help you and make sure everything's moving in the right direction for the company.
All right. I appreciate you, my man.
All right, Dre AJ. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. All right, later.
Bye-bye.